You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Casey here with Dave. We are the football dudes. Dave, 2020 season is upon us, bro. We got to make a quick stop, though. So are you ready, my friend?
I am more than ready, Casey.
All right. Yeah, it is an area in which we call the Trend Zone. And today we will talk about the irregularities that surround this 2020 season, some of the awesome matchups, a little fantasy, a little survival, just a primer chat like we are for week one. But Dave, let the peoples know before we get any journey started, got to have some tasty nugs.
Totally. I got the nugs for the peeps. Tell you what, Casey, last season, five teams made the playoffs after missing in 2018. So that, my friend, gives us all plenty of hope. If your team was close or not so close, you got a chance, man. Every team since 1990, every year, Casey, has had at least four new playoff teams. So, man, one of the things we love about the NFL, man, we're all 0-0. We all have a chance. Super Bowl dreams are alive, man.
Hey, that's great news for your Chargers and my Cowboys because they were absent from the playoffs last year. So hopefully they're one of those four that get in this year. All right, Dave, I mentioned it in the top.
Yeah,
this is such a unique and weird season with all the COVID that's been surrounding us. It's almost time warped from March to September. I can't believe that the season is happening in just a couple days. Yeah. But that cloud of the COVID is really going to hang on the season from start to finish if we get to finish this thing.
Totally, dude. It certainly is. And obviously, it's already canceled the preseason, which is part of the reason that this thing is just sneaking up on us like it is. But, I mean, we got to wonder, man, is the protocol testing stuff going to be enough? Is the practice squad expansion the right answer to mitigate possible illnesses along the way? Will we be able to get a whole season in, or will we have to cancel weekends here or there or individual games? Man, so many questions, dude. So many questions.
Yeah, and we're going to be in some of these stadiums and have some fans, and we're going to be in other stadiums and have zero fans. That's going to be some weird, you know, situation. I know the NFL is going to pump stadium noise and this and that, and they've really spent a lot of time curating the sound for these things, so it's going to feel pretty good. But it's a 70 dB max there, and you know with a place like Arrowhead where it's opening on Thursday night that it sounds like a friggin' jet is going off in there. So lots of new stuff there, but Dave, Arrowhead is old, but we do have a couple new stadiums, and we're completely stoked about those.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Stadiums coming around is a big thing, and the SoFi Stadium in particular seems to be like the mothership, the flagship of all stadiums on the planet, man. This thing looks incredible. It's outstanding. Unfortunately, you mentioned some of these teams will not have fans, and so the host of the Rams and Chargers SoFi Stadium will currently sit empty to nothing but fans, football players, and their, you know, the surrounding team people, man. It's a serious bummer, but the place is amazing looking, dude.
Oh, yeah, and that Oculus is badass, too. And speaking of badass, the Death Star out there in Vegas, we're going to have to wait till week two till we see that thing when the Raiders are hosting the Saints on Monday night. I can't wait to see that thing on the inside because the outside looks dope. And just when we fans get back in the stadiums, man, that roadie to Vegas for a Raider game is going to be off the damn hook, bro. Cannot wait.
Oh, man, no doubt. There's going to be plenty of people booking their road trips to Vegas to watch their favorite team play the Raiders, man. It's going to be a football destination without a doubt. The Death Star looks pretty awesome, man, and it is going to be awesome.
All right, Dave, every year we have about 5 to 7 to 8 new coaches in the NFL. We don't have time to go through all of them, but hit me one that you're most interested in.
Yeah, it's Kevin Stefanski. He's the Browns coach, and he was offensive coordinator for the Vikings last year. And he had Gary Kubiak as his sort of offensive assistant. And that really rubbed off on Stefanski. This is going to be an interesting offense, I think, for the running backs for sure, as they're probably going to feature a lot of that outside zone stuff, which is just a sharp downhill cut. And I think with those two running backs there, Chubb and then Hunt, they have got some phenomenal legs that they're going to work really hard. That's going to be one of the best 1-2 punches in the NFL. I'm excited about Kevin Stefanski's offense. What about you, Case?
I don't know if you heard, but there's a new coach in Dallas, Mike McCarthy, coming there. Actually, the last coach to win a Super Bowl in Dallas, it wasn't with my Cowboys, it was with the Packers. But he brings that pedigree to the Cowboys, and they just needed a change, man. They weren't getting over the hump with Jason Garrett. It wasn't getting done. And not only did McCarthy come in, he brought a handful of former head coaches with him. Mike Nolan, Tom Sula, Joe Philbin. He brought legs over from the Rams for the special team. So I'm excited what's going on there. Haven't got to see it on the field yet.
Right.
Even the Cowboys scrimmage, you didn't get to see much of. And the players wearing numbers there. So a lot to revealed, and we're going to get into that Sunday night. But I am completely stoked with the new big man in charge there. He used to be the green grimace. Now he is the blue grimace, and he's my grimace.
He's your favorite retread, right, Casey?
That is right. Oh, Dave. All right. It begins yet again in my single eliminations. I'll be dead after week one, but in ours, we have the Survivor three strikes pool. And looking at the week one schedule, dude, I don't like any of the games.
Oh, dude, it is absolutely brutal. With no preseason to give us any indication who's going to stink, you can't ride the stinky team playing whoever the heck they're playing every week. I've got it kind of whittled down to two that I kind of like. One is my Chargers on the road in Cincinnati. I just feel like our defense is going to be real strong overall this year. And obviously losing Derwin James big time, but against a rookie quarterback. And then the other one I like is the Ravens hosting the Browns. Even though the Browns did beat the Ravens last year, they did go 14-2. They're at home. I like that home field thing, Casey.
Yeah, dude, I don't like very many of these games, but I'm just going to go ahead and with the Bills at home. I don't like it because it's a divisional matchup, but with the Jets coming to town, Bills expected to take hold of that division now that the Tom Brady's are gone from New England. Let's see if they can live up to the expectations. I don't feel great about it, but hopefully I live at least a week because that's what I want.
Go against the stinky team theory.
That's right, just right against the Jets.
Maybe I was mistaken about that. We can't figure out who stinks. Sorry, Jet fan. Hey, man.
Yeah, sorry.
We're just kidding.
All right, Dave, this is normally where we do fantasy go back starts of the week. We just had our fantasy draft a couple of days ago. Tell me about your first round pick. We are a 12 team non-PPR league, no flex, three wide receivers.
Yeah, so I followed sort of the traditional route of taking a running back. I was picking ninth, and then I had the quick turnaround, so I picked early in the second round as well. I was down to a couple of running backs that I liked. Eckler was the one I selected. I left behind Mixon and Nick Chubb, and they were swooped up before I got to pick another pick. And then in my second round, Casey, I just want to mention this because it was a shocker for the people who know me. I went ahead and picked a Raider, even though I normally don't pick against my division rivals. But I was just like, I really love what Josh Jacobs brings to that Raider team. He's such a hard runner, and I just figured, you know what? I want that guy pounding the rock, man. So he's on my squad. I'm embracing him.
Oh, I can't wait till we watch the Chargers play the Raiders. You tortured all game long. Oh, man. Yeah, I had the 11th pick. You mentioned it. Joe Mixon was there after Eckler and Drake went off the board. Feel pretty good about him. A former Sooner got that big payday that he was seeking. So hopefully he's very involved in that offense and does me a solid. And I normally come back and get a running back in the second round, but Pat Mahomes was sitting there. So I went ahead and snagged him. Dave, I waited till the fourth round to get my next back, David Johnson, out of the Texans. I'm taking a huge gamble here, but if he can return to form, that's going to end up being a pretty good pick for me, but that's a big if.
Yeah, no doubt about it, dude. That's pretty scary business, but I'm a huge David Johnson fan. I sure hope he can get back to form, except those weeks that I'm playing you, of course, in fantasy.
Yeah. All right, Dave, let's leave the fantasy realm, brother, and get into the reality.
Oh,
we got a banger to start this thing, dude. Thursday night, Houston Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. And, Dave, it was one quarter in the divisional round of the playoffs that looked like the Texans were headed straight to the AFC Championship like a 24 to nothing or 24-3 lead on the Chiefs, and that's where it went all bad. But I can't wait to see this game on Thursday night, bro.
No doubt. I wonder if we're in for a similar thing. The Chiefs kind of pulled that act a number of times throughout the playoffs there, getting down by 10 or more. And then, boom, it doesn't take them long to score 21 points or something. And next thing you know, it's a whole new ball game. And that's what this Chiefs offense can do to you, man. It's going to be a fun football game. Obviously, a battle of two of the young superstar quarterbacks in Kansas City, Casey, where it's normally a sea of red and extremely, extremely, extremely noisy. And there, I don't know what the fan situation is there, but it's certainly going to be not the same.
Yeah, both these quarterbacks got paid in the offseason, Dave. And you got to say how stoked I am for Deshaun Watson. If you saw his presser after the contract, just so grateful, so humbled, so honored. Can't help but root for that guy. I'm excited to see this game with a couple of the biggest superstars in the league on Thursday night.
All right, Casey, up next, we got the Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots, man. And this is a new era for both of these squads in a way.
Yeah, for the Dolphins there, they drafted Tua. He looks like he's healthy. He's not going to get the start. They're going to go with Fitzmagic. I don't know if we'll see a couple plays with Tua or not. They want to make sure he's fully healed. That is the quarterback of the future, so no need to rush him out if he's not ready to go. But, Dave, first time in 20 years we're going to see a quarterback besides Tom Brady come out for the Patriots. Oh, they just scooped up Jared Stidham. No, dude, they went and got a former league MVP, Cam Newton. And it would be just like the Patriots to come out with Cam and just be the Patriots and Cam be the Cam of old. All the word out of New England, he's doing all the right things. So very intriguing. Let's see what the hoodie can do with these new look Patriots. Super excited there. All right, Dave, up next, we got the Indianapolis Colts at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, man, and this game does stoke me out. Obviously, being a Charger fan, I've been a Rivers fan for a while, and he had some success in that stadium against the Colts throughout his career. But now he is a Colt, man, and this Colts offensive line, exciting. The running game, strong. I'm super excited for that football team. And then they're heading to Jacksonville, where Minshew resides, the mustache and the magic there. We'll see if they did the right thing, putting basically all of their faith in him rather than trying to get another quarterback in kind of to really compete with him for that starting job. And, of course, they did just dump Leonard Fournette, and they traded Ngakoue. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a team that's clearly in transition, Casey. But it's going to be a fun season to see whether or not Minshew can keep the magic going.
Tank for Trevor. I'm sorry.
Up next, Casey, we have the Cleveland Browns against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, dude, these Brownies, man, all the expectation in the world last year. Some people saying they were going to go to the Super Bowl, and they crashed and burned. Like you said, they got rid of Kitchens. It was a little too hot there for the Baker. So Stefanski is the new guy there. Tons of weapons there. You mentioned Chubb. They got Kareem Hunt, too. Receivers for days there. So many tools for Baker to work with. Expectation is heaped on them. But you want to talk about expectation, dude. These 14-2 Ravens last year were a lock for the Super Bowl with the league MVP, Lamar Jackson, there. They met Mr. Derrick Henry, and he ended their season in the playoffs. So you know these Ravens are super hungry. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond coming off such a great season.
It's going to be very exciting.
All right, Dave. Oh, yeah. Speaking of exciting, how about this game? Los Angeles Chargers at the Cincinnati Bengals. New quarterbacks everywhere.
That's right. It's going to be Tyrod Taylor's opportunity to see how long he can hold a job there as the starting quarterback for the Chargers with the sixth overall pick and Justin Herbert sitting there trying to get ready. And it's a talented football team that the Chargers are fielding, so let's see what he gets there. And then also on the other side, we've got the number one overall draft pick, perhaps the greatest college football season for a quarterback in history with Joe Burrow there. Obviously, his debut is going to be extremely exciting. Can't wait to see this ball game, dude. All right, Casey, up next. This is a monster. The Tom Brady's and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at New Orleans and the Saints. This is a blockbuster, man.
Oh, wow, dude. Just a couple Super Bowl MVPs in the same division now, a couple league MVPs in the same division now. Most people go to a Florida, retire. Not Tom Brady. He went down there to kick total ass. teaming up with Bruce Arians. This might be the best offense Brady has ever had. Gronk comes out of retirement. You got Chris Godwin. You got Mike Evans. Oh, dude. This offense on paper. And, oh, yeah, you mentioned Leonard Fournette. He's down there, too. So weapons galore there. And they had a pretty good defense last year. They had a bunch of turnovers. But the problem was Jameis Winston was giving them right back to the other team. He was a 30-for-30 guy. I cannot wait to see this team, dude. I have a huge curiosity about the Pats. I have a huge curiosity about these Bucks, too. But you know what? I know that the Saints are a damn good football team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this is what Drew Brees is saying is going to be his last season, and it is just going to be absolutely outstanding. Speaking of weapons, he's absolutely loaded with weapons there in New Orleans, too. They've been lighting it up for a long time under Sean Payton there. And I'm just excited about this. This looks like it's going to be fireworks. I mean, the atmosphere, if there was a huge crowd there, out of this world, because what they bring in New Orleans. So it's a little disappointing there. But, man, what an absolutely blockbuster matchup heading into week one.
All right, another good game, dude, out west, NFC West battle, Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, and I'm super excited to see Kyler Murray in his second season there with Cliff Kingsbury running that shoot-it-up offense like they do. They got so many killer weapons. Larry Fitzgerald's back. But, I mean, who's there now? It's Hopkins, dude.
Nuke.
Unbelievable acquisition in this offseason. Unbelievable. That's going to be an exciting football team. And, of course, San Francisco, man, they are loaded for bear, too. Strong defense, strong running game. Garoppolo's revenge. They look like they had it all last year, and then it slipped away at the last moment there, Casey. Will they have a Super Bowl hangover? We'll find out. Casey, up next, it is Sunday Night Football, dude. It is your Dallas Cowboys at the our Los Angeles Rams in the debut of SoFi Stadium. Talk about this football game, dude.
Oh, man. First of all, it's going to be a bummer to see this stadium empty. We mentioned it. It is beautiful. But this is a huge game. 2 years ago, the Rams knocked the Cowboys out of the playoffs. Cowboys last year stomped the Rams, but it was a little too late for the boys to get in. But, oh, my God, dude. Cowboys, Mike McCarthy adding CeeDee Lamb to the offense. Dak Prescott. Scott is printing money with the deals that Mahomes and Watson got. If he can get these guys to the Super Bowl, it's going to be a blank check, and Jerry will be glad to fill it in. Dak's going to write whatever he wants. But, Dave, this Cowboys defense is sneaky good here, bro. They added Everson Griffin, pass rusher extraordinaire from the Vikings there. DeMarcus Lawrence, remember he had the shoulder going into last offseason. So he's a year healthy. Alden Smith, I know it's been a while since this guy has played football, but if he can regain any of that form, he's going to be a massive weapon to this defensive front. They got Dante Poe up front, but Leighton Vander Esch got the neck dialed in. He says he feels all good, laid a couple of hits in practice, seemed to be great for him. So if he can return to form, him and Jalen Smith, maybe the best 1-2 combo at linebacker there. They're going to have their hands full, though, because this is an explosive Rams offense.
Yep.
Todd Gurley is gone. A lot's going to be on the rookie Cam Akers. He's been the lead, supposedly going to be the number one running back. It is going to be by committee, though. But Robert Woods, dude, this guy is flying under the radar. We see him every week, so we know how good he actually is. Cooper Kupp, Higby, the tight ends, so many weapons on that Rams offense. But it's Aaron Donald on the other side, dude. This guy might be the best player in the NFL. He is an absolute beast. This is a big game for these guys jockeying for position in that NFC, Dave. But we have an extra wild card spot this year, so that's going to make it that much tastier. That's why we got to finish the season.
Oh, hell yeah. And well, speaking about finishing this weekend strong with a doubleheader on Monday night, we're going to just briefly mention it is the Steelers at the Giants, man. And then in the night capper, it is the Tennessee Titans at the Denver Broncos. So what an absolutely awesome week one, dude.
Oh, Dave, I don't know if it's too early or not, but getting so hyped, it already feels like it's slipping away.
Yeah, we're telling you what, man, I'm pumped up.
Oh, Dave, we're fired up. We hope you guys are too. So many ways you can check out the Football Dudes. Now this podcast is available for subscription on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever the hell you get your Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Instagram and Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at FootballDudesLA, or if you like to kick it old school, FootballDudes.com. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of The Trend Zone. For Dave, I'm Casey. Enjoy week one, people. We'll see you next week. We are out of here.